the memory of the late Don Pardo. Live from the shores of the Susquehanna Bank Center in beautiful downtown Camden, New Jersey, and Philadelphia, it's the Big and Bong Show! And here they are, Big and Bong!
Yeah! Woo! We're back! Football season is here!
Football season is here. Hey, watch this.
What?
Who's that? That's my invitation of who?
Manziel?
Johnny Manziel!
Yeah, Johnny Manziel! Yeah, yeah, yeah. How'd you get? Yeah. Well, no, it was this. Is that? Yeah.
Let me explain something to Johnny.
Okay, explain. Yeah, tell me. Tell me.
We don't get into sports much, but he's a young man just out of, you know, college. You give the finger to the defensive bench in their hometown.
It's not smart.
Nobody's going to remember that. Nobody's ever going to play it on TV. It's a forgotten moment.
Duh. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, anyway, how are you, Bean?
Other than that, fine. I mean, I just thought that was what everybody's talking about today, was somebody giving the finger.
I know, but that's...
So that's how we tried on Murray.
Well,
TV.
You know, I know you've been on the sidelines before.
I have been on the sidelines.
Those guys curse.
Huh?
They curse when they play ball.
Worse than a sailor in my family.
Have you heard some bad words on the sideline?
Yes, I have heard bad lines on the sidelines.
There's some bad lines
and there's some bad words spoken on the sidelines. It's not like going to church over there.
It's not.
No.
No, it's pretty
and then
much.
The collisions. Woo!
Oh, well, you can hear those on TV.
You can.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, we're talking about sports today.
Because football season is about to start.
We like that.
Yeah.
We like that.
Who dat?
Yeah. Well, see, you got two who dats here. Oh God,
yeah.
That'll be talked about. But
well, no, yeah, there's a lot of eating.
We had a big vacation. We've been on vacation.
Yeah, 2 days.
2 days off.
That's right. What'd you do on your 2 days off?
I played golf.
You did? Where?
I played golf up on Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
With some friends of mine on Long Island, and I took my little boat for sail. It's been gorgeous weather up here.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
What is this polka music they got going on over there?
Well, I think they're warming it up.
Oh, warming up
the organ.
We got speaking of warm, we're on the Jersey Shore.
I know.
I mean, we got shore people here tonight.
That's right.
And I can tell you a story since we don't have any guests tonight. Mick Jagger was supposed to be on, but he canceled.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, he didn't know that.
Uh-uh.
And Charlize Theron.
What happened to Charlize?
I don't know. She is a no-show. So, we got short people here.
Well,
I'll tell you a good story.
Well, I want to ask you something about a challenge that you just did.
Challenge? The Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah, the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going, it's sweeping the country, and it's for a great cause.
Well, who did you challenge?
Let's see. I was challenged by my daughter and Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator of the Saints.
Okay.
And so then I did an Ice Bucket thing. It's up there on Margarita TV, right. But I'd like to say that I've seen some of these challenges, and we had a lot more ice than ours. We like really did it, and Mike Ramos put it in. I think it might have been a little meanie.
Well, he tries to get digging in a little bit, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, it was really cold, as you can witness by my reaction when it came on my head. But I've seen other people, and they got a few little tinkly cubes.
No, this was ice. Yeah.
It was cold.
I want you to do it. You need to challenge somebody to do it in Green Bay on January 1st.
You're good here, Bomb. That's good.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Is that good?
So, but I like the ice challenge. So I challenged Don Johnson because he was staying at my house, and so
right.
he did one too.
Right.
And he was there.
Right.
And then I challenged Kelly Slater.
Did he do it?
He's a little busy over in Tahiti right now.
Oh,
big
Tahiti,
waves over there. Big waves.
They're
having a pro surf contest in Chopu in Tahiti.
Oh.
I've surfed Chopu.
Now,
but it wasn't as big as it is.
Where is that? You know, because there are barrier reefs around the island.
Chopu is on the island of Tahiti.
Oh, okay.
Where it's not far from the one particular harbor.
Yeah.
But I did it on a stand-up paddleboard once, and it was scary.
I bet.
But not as scary as those waves are. So Kelly's a little busy, but I thought maybe you could take a bucket, maybe you could take a bag of ice out into an 18-foot wave and like put it on his head when he took off.
That'd be good.
So Kelly, if you're listening out there in Tahiti, try that. See how it works. Mm-hmm. We'll take that. That counts. Though the water wouldn't be cold, but the ice would. So that was the challenge. And then Betsy Whitten, who's a dear friend of mine, I have a friend who has Garrett's disease, and so we went out there, and everybody did it.
Okay,
and
good.
And then I got challenged by Zach Brown, and there's some good ones up there. Zach's really good.
Where did
and
he do his?
He did his, I don't know where he did it, but I won't give it away, but check out Zach Brown's Ice Bucket Challenge, and Will Arnett's is very, very fun.
All right.
So we did that, and then lots of people challenged me, but they're too late. I already did it, and I'm not doing it again.
You're not?
It was cold.
Okay.
It was cold. Jim Mayer did it.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard he did a little cup.
A cup?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's not a bucket.
I don't know. It's not a bucket.
No.
I don't know.
So, I was going to say to you, have any kind of stories of your early days, of some highlights of your illustrious career performing in the greater Philadelphia area?
Yes.
Well, bring it on, Bob.
Well, all right. NEC, you know, you played those. Remember you
NEC, I did those.
That's when you went before. I was playing with Tony Joe White.
Yes.
We had 10 minutes to perform in front of all the booking agents for the colleges.
Yes.
And
I'm listening.
Well, at the Ben Franklin Hotel.
Yes.
Which... Legionnaires' disease. Wasn't that where the Legionnaires' disease?
Yes, that's where it came from.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You got Legionnaires' disease?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But anyway, it was exciting performance.
Did you get any shows out of?
No, not a bit. Did you get any out of yours?
Yes, I got shows out of mine.
Well, I know you used to tell that story about the Commodores.
The Commodores, yes.
Yeah.
I had to follow the Commodores.
Yeah.
So I followed the Commodores with an acoustic guitar with Roger Bartlett playing guitar. We were, let's say, at a disadvantage.
Yeah, well, I would say so. Did they do their moves?
God, the Commodores and those. They had outfits. They looked like they came off the Starship Enterprise when the bus pulled in. And Roger started weeping openly. And go, what are we going to do? I said, start drinking now.
That was not a problem.
And so we had 10 minutes.
Yep.
So for 8 minutes, I just talked about how cool the Commodores were.
Yeah.
And then I did, why don't we get drunk and screw and got just as many gigs as they did. What is going on behind
the
scenes?
That's the producer.
Over there?
Wait, come here.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Please. Yeah, bring him
security.
In. Hey, Charleston.
Bring him in, security. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you, were you throwing stuff at Bong?
No.
Okay.
Well, you just.
That's one. At Bing?
No.
Give me that bonus list. So that was my, but I had a big time here one time because I was kidnapped in Philadelphia.
How were you kidnapped?
Kidnapped from the main point in Philadelphia.
That you were doing that? Were you doing that solo?
I was doing that solo, or maybe Roger was in the band.
Yeah.
And we opened for NRBQ.
Old Al
Anderson.
Main
point.
Yeah.
And I was kidnapped by blonde school teachers.
Oh.
And forced against my will to go to Bayhead, New Jersey, where I woke up and didn't know where I was.
You know something? I'm not even going to go there.
Huh?
I'm not going to go there.
I was kidnapped.
You're,
I mean,
you were kidnapped.
You think terrorism is
been,
alive now. You see, it was rampant in
you
Bayhead.
You have been kidnapped a lot in your career.
What do you mean a lot? Now, wait, this is way before the statute of limit.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. Wait, who's there?
Denver.
Oh no. Okay, we gotta go.
Yeah.
This show's over. Well, stay tuned for the next exciting chapter. Have you ever been kidnapped?
Yeah, I have.
No,
I got Osaka, Japan.
Osaka, Japan.
And I didn't.
What about Hamburg? We're gonna discuss this. We can't go out on there.
No,
Hamburg.
Yes,
right?
I wasn't kidnapped. I went.
You
no
went willingly.
Willingly.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll get into this next show, but we gotta go do.
See ya.
We gotta go do Camden, Philly, right now.
That's right.
All right. See y'all.
See ya. Kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
I didn't. What? You the one brought it up.
I'm kidnapped.
You were kidnapped. Well, you didn't finish the story.
I didn't. You know I didn't finish the story.
I know.